time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy. And time you checked out the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat with Sport Suspension, Anti-Roll Bar and AP Racing Brakes. Play hard. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia, and welcome to the big Friday. I repeat, Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy. It's the best 2 hours away now.
It is. We're ready to rock and roll.
Boat
and
drinks.
Yeah. To what?
I'm in the Bahamas. Friday afternoon, après show, the best drinks of the week.
Yeah. Oh,
come
sorted.
On. Let's
I've got
go
my Passiona ready.
Passiona.
Yeah, I got Passiona.
What are you doing?
I know, it's my Friday treat.
Are you seven?
I love it.
Boys drink pressure. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, how are you, Mick?
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hello, guys.
Great show. Special guests coming out our wazoo.
Will I tell you who they are now?
Yeah.
We've got Akmal coming
fantastic.
On. God, he's
love
funny.
Him. Yeah.
Haven't seen him for
one
ages.
Of the best stand-ups this
he's
country
about to head out on the road.
Funny man.
And we've also
Loose
got
Cannon.
One of our great mates.
Who?
Hamish Blake.
Hamish Blake.
Yes, please.
Hamish.
The Ham Dog.
Yeah, we
he's
haven't
coming
seen
on
him since the Logies.
I'm going to remind him of a pact he's made with my boys.
That's a very big important one.
He will be
one.
Held to account.
And of course, it is Clown of the Week day, which we love.
Choc-O-Block. Yes.
I have made an interesting, even if I do say so myself, observation about The Bachelor.
Oh, wow. Oh.
I'm really going to, and I'm going to just stick around for that one because I've got a bee in
a
my
thesis?
Bonnet.
Is it?
It's like a university
thesis. Is it controversial?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
Is it that Agnew's a bit of a dork?
No, it's not to do with him so much.
A giant Zorko,
vein in his head that pops all the time.
Oh, what about he had pash rash last night?
Did he?
Yeah.
Is he pashing everyone?
Yeah. Oh, no, not everyone. The girls are wearing glow-in-the-dark lipstick, by the way.
All right. Here we go. Hey, my GoFundMe. We're up and running.
This has been one of the best ideas you've ever had.
This is a think tank for great minds. And come in, pitch your product.
The Fluoro
like
Flannel
it.
From last week.
Fluoro Flannel was the winner last week. There's plenty to go through. Yeah. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to wade through.
Speaking of, wade through.
God. So what's a new start? What's happened in your life?
Moved into a new house.
Yeah.
And backyard's currently flooded with sewage.
Oh,
and
no.
This is now, you know it's not in my wheelhouse.
No one's allowed to use your toilet.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You don't
started
like
bubbling
that.
And bubbling about 3 days ago. Oh, no, you know what? When the kids run up and they go, oh, Mum, somebody put lots of toilet paper in the toilet and it won't flush.
So is it your fault or is it the house's fault?
No, we've now discovered it's the tree roots' fault.
Oh, yeah.
So your backyard at the moment is like the bubbling hot springs of Rotorua.
Correct. And fortunately, I've got a cold, so I can't smell, but everybody else can. Yeah. I'm good.
But the kids are struggling?
The kids are struggling, and everyone else is.
Who's downwind? Which neighbours?
Well, they're new. I don't even know them. We haven't met any of the neighbours.
Kennedy's moved in.
Oh, yeah.
The whole joint pongs.
Yeah, no, it's not our fault. But speaking of.
Oh, good Lord. I can't.
Every day in this office, we always like to just, before we come on air, we like to freshen up.
I like to use the facility.
Nervous
we like to use the facility before we go.
Always.
Both of us, you're locked out of yours. I get locked out of the female toilets.
The only one you can use is the handicapped, and we all know what happened to you last time.
Well,
on air.
That's when I was sitting on the toilet and I forgot to lock the door.
No, yeah. You were sitting on the toilet.
In your bra.
With your phone out.
And Farris, the security guard, walked in.
That is still the most embarrassing moment in my life.
Can you look him in the eye anymore?
No, of course I can. I talk to him all the time. He's
still in therapy.
He is.
He's fine.
So this happens all the time. So we can't use anything. Well, let's post it.
All right.
On Kennedy Malloy. This is the male toilets at Triple M. Mm.
Sorry, this is not a very pleasant conversation we're having.
I'm going to post it. And you want to have a look
this is real life.
At the urinal. We have not tampered with this. This is what you see at the urinal. It's like there's been a triple murder.
Yes.
There's police tape. There's a police tape.
I had a sneaky look in.
But there's two rows of it. You can't even get.
But what can go wrong with a urinal? I understand toilets. Yeah. Well, it's just liquid going down a drain.
And so they've caught you about 3 feet back. There's a first row and the second row. So you know what I do? I stand there with my pants around my ankles aiming my wee up and I go over.
Yeah, that's too much information.
I go, it's almost bubbling. It's almost bubbling.
Oh, my God, it is Friday.
As I go over the
Yeah.
You're joking.
Who's laughing now? Yeah.
Problem with our toilets, though, there's so many people that work on this floor. There'd be 100 people plus on this floor, and there's three cubicles.
Cubicles. And a lot of lazy guys or hungover guys at Triple M who go, oh, mate, I'm just going to go to the crapper and take 10 minutes.
There's guys
in there who are just seriously on the nod.
Yeah, that's it.
Banging on doors. Come on, mate. Come on, mate. You're 10 minutes till you're on air.
I don't want to have a look anybody's responsible.
Go in now and bang on the doors. There'll be one drunk guy.
Yep.
One guy tapping away on his phone.
I'm not really in the mood to go and walk in on the men's toilets.
Come on, you've done everything else.
I beg your pardon.
Your phone number's on the back of a couple of those doors.
Well, I should hope so. I'd be disappointed if it wasn't.
Here we go. Big show. Let's get into it. Let's go.
Stand by for Clown of the Week.
Coming up. Thanks to HSV.
Give us a call.
Yeah, if you've got any.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the Week.
Welcome to Clown of the Week, everyone. Yeah. Let's kick it off
Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Fire away.
Well, I think we have to clown TEG, the organisers of the basketball game.
What a fiasco.
Plus, we probably have to throw in Basketball Australia and the USA Basketball for organising the whole debacle. Mm.
It is a fiasco.
It is a fiasco. House of cards. Anyway, I'm sorry.
ACCC are probably going to get involved. The people, I think they've made refunds available. Really? I don't know sitting on plastic seats for $1,500 a ticket, not a great
That's
look.
Not cool, no.
Whose idea was it to raise the
it was
floor
10 foot or something.
Of the thing? If you've got floor seats and the basketball court is higher than you, you're caught. Yeah.
Okay, so it tells me that people were not involved early enough, the right sort of people. Mm. I think it sounds like the wrong venue. It was at Marvel Stadium in Melbourne.
Well, if you have to watch through binoculars, I think you're in strife.
I think that's a worry.
You may as well not be watching live.
It feels too big, the venue, which makes me think it's too greedy because you're trying to get too many seats in.
Yeah.
The venues, I mean... In New York, where I was talking about
Madison Square Garden.
That's
about 15.
Yeah, right. But all the seats look down.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Because you can watch a basketball game.
I've
seen basketball there.
It's tailor-made. It's great. The only sad thing about Madison Square Garden is the man who sold the most tickets there is Billy Joel.
See, that makes me happy, and I'd go and see him anytime.
He is an idiot.
I'll come with you.
He's not. In fact, they're a great concert.
We've got some disgruntled punters. This is just a generic reaction of people who went to the basketball last night.
Courtside wasn't courtside, it was stairside, so you weren't actually that close.
With the crowd and the distance from the stage, not worth it at all.
It was a little bit difficult to actually see because we were courtside and not courtside, if that makes sense.
When the good seats are no good, you're in trouble.
Well, one of the disgruntled fans, of course, was Russell Crowe.
Your friend, Russell Crowe.
And your friend too.
Is he?
Yes.
He has tweeted and
he's paid $1,500 a ticket, he said. $1,500 a ticket for this view, Australia versus USA. Joke's on me. Mm. If you weren't among 50,000 there and you chose to watch it on the television at home, good decision.
Good decision. Yeah. Hasn't called me yet about my role in A Ride Like a Girl.
Why? What would he need to do
He'd probably feel threatened at the moment because he's done a bit of horse work. He's did Silver Brumby.
He's done a lot of horsework.
I think he's just done a film which hasn't come out yet about
Ned Kelly. Yeah.
But he would have seen me in Ride Like a Girl and professional jealousy. Is that the phrase I'm looking for?
No, I think piss himself laughing.
But do you ride a horse in the movie? Or do we have to wait and see?
No, you know I have. My character. You can read from my character.
Right.
My trainer knows everything there
is. Anyway, everybody.
I'm not like the Shetland Whisperer. All right, so you idiots at Basketball Australia. And by the way, don't put pictures on the poster.
Don't say you're going to have your star players from both teams when they're not going to be there. Or don't lock it in. You can't say it.
You can't put pictures on the poster.
Stand by for some very interesting fallout. Mm. Very interesting.
If I put like Jerry Seinfeld and Eddie Murphy on my tour poster for stand-up.
Right, and then they don't look up.
And you buy tickets and you go, hang on, where's Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
You would be rightly a little bit pissed.
Correct. Yeah.
Anyway.
That's a big clowning.
Can I have a go, please?
Sure. Yeah, who do you want to clown?
I'd like to clown Ben Stokes.
Stokesy.
Well, we're talking about the Ashes. It was on last night. Rain delay, heading Lee. It was all a bit frustrating. Mm. But I'm going back to Penn Stakes. He got hit right
in the nether region.
Well, you can work out exactly
well, he tells you
where he gets hit because he calls it as it happens. Have a listen.
Oh, and the dick!
He's down. Oh, you got.
Oh, that feels Bumble. You didn't make quite the meal of it, you did.
He's probably got better equipment than I have. If you get what I mean.
Now, there you go.
That's funny.
He should have been given out dick before wicket. It's like leg before wicket. DBW.
All right.
Or he should have consulted the DRS system.
Yeah, that's it.
That's funny.
The dick review.
Yeah,
review
system. I got it. I got it the first time.
Can I hear it again? No, I just love it. I was wondering.
Oh, and the dick!
Yeah.
Went for four dick buys.
Yeah. It's good. All right.
What do you want to do?
I want to clown you.
Me? Why? That's rude.
For being rude and insulting about one of the greatest Australians ever perform.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
Ouch.
You know, you were terrible about Hugh. I don't like
Hugh
it.
Jackman
I won't have it.
Me. It's because he makes us all look bad.
It's a backhanded compliment.
He's a quadruple threat. He's impossibly good looking. Women love him. Guy, he dances. He acts. He's impossibly. Mm. He's too nice. I said he needs to be pulled aside and be given the chat. He's making us all look bad. So what does he do?
What?
He goes out on stage in Perth.
Yeah. Mm.
And in the middle of his concert, he stops and he brings a woman out of the front row who's suffering from breast cancer, who had a poster saying, "Hi." Again,
what's
it was
happened?
A nice moment.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And I go, thanks a lot.
He's making people feel
once
feel
again,
good about
Hugh,
themselves.
You're making us all look
great
a bit
actor
ordinary.
As well.
You don't like that.
I don't, just dial it down
you.
A notch, Hugh.
Why do you hate Hugh?
You idiot. All right, come on, get involved.
Yes.
Your turn. 1-3-3-5-3.
Who's your clown of
we
the week?
We got plenty more. Get involved.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The great Akmal is going to join us in about 10-15 minutes.
Sorry.
Hamish Blake in the second hour
good
as well.
Stand up. Very funny. If you've never
one
seen
of the
him,
best.
Go along.
Yeah.
He sure is. He's ready and waiting to see us. We can't wait. We're in the middle of clowning.
We are clowning, people. It's your turn to get involved. 1-3-3-5-3. Vince, who do you want to clown, mate?
Hi, Mick. I'd like to clown Todd Woodbridge.
Hang on. Here's a drive-by for Todd. Why
Todd
is this?
Woodbridge. What for?
For hosting the cricket, you know.
I agree with you wholeheartedly,
it's
Vince.
Unusual, isn't
why?
It?
Well, I believe it's because Todd is contracted to Channel 9. And we know he does a brilliant job hosting Wimbledon. And I think the powers that be thought, well, he's a good host of sporting shows.
He never played cricket.
He knows that.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I think
about.
Todd's just as surprised as everyone else, to be honest.
Just put Tubby on or something.
Oh, man.
Heels.
Their heels are sitting in the chair next to him.
Yeah.
Trying
There'll
to dumb
be a
it
reason.
Down from Todd
I don't know why.
It doesn't
why
make
do you
sense.
Think? I
and
don't
if
know.
You're going to put a cricketer, a tennis player, can it be Bernard Tomic? Can you go
that.
And get Bernard
well,
Tomic?
He wouldn't turn up because the conditions wouldn't be right.
Wally Masseur. What about Wally? Would you accept Wally Masseur?
No, that's not. Can I throw one in?
Sure.
I'm not done with that. That is a silly decision by Channel 9. It demeans the Ashes. Here's what Channel 9 are up to.
It's damaging to Todd. It's not Todd's fault he was put in the chair.
Todd is sitting at the desk.
Yeah.
He'll get what he deserves. Now, firstly, that's demeaning to the Ashes. You don't deserve them.
Mm.
And secondly, pick a channel and stick with it. Is it Main Channel? Is it Gem?
Oh,
and
yes,
if it is
as
Gem,
we're on the cricket.
Make sure we can all get it.
That's true.
Anyway, I've said
agree.
My piece.
You all have.
Right. Mm-hmm.
A bit fired up about that. I just want to, while we're here, Alan Jones. I don't want to forget to clown him.
Sure, yep, go.
Can I do that?
Yes, you've been
for what he said
rightly
about
offended.
Jacinda Ardern during the week.
Okay.
Let's have a listen. Mm.
I just wonder whether Scott Morrison's going to be fully briefed to shove a sock down the throat. I mean, she is a joke, this woman, an absolute and utter lightweight.
It's hard to listen to.
It was hard to listen to.
Just
and
the tone,
there was a lot of backlash. In fact, here's the upside. What happens now when you do something like that? He's got a lot of advertisers on his radio station. Mm. So many have been pulled and been pulled out. So well done, all of the advertisers who've taken
on board. That kind of talk.
The only way to hurt people like that and get them to stop being disgusting is to hit them in the...
So Channel 9 now own 2GB and Hugh Marks, who's the head of Channel 9 and a sensible man and a good businessman by all accounts, has said no one's above the law. Now they're in town and I think that...
Can't get out of that one.
Sober words for all concerned. Right. Luke!
Hello, Luke.
Luke, who do you want to clown?
Donald Trump for trying to buy Greenland.
Yeah, that's right.
Trying to buy Greenland. Okay, have we got the quote?
Yeah, have a listen.
essentially it's a large real estate deal. It's just something we talked about. Denmark essentially owns it. So the concept came up, and I said, certainly I'd be strategically, it's interesting, but we'll talk to them a little bit. A lot of things could be done. And strategically for the United States, it would be nice.
Yeah.
We had this. Which country, if you could buy any country, which country would you buy?
France.
New Zealand.
Oh, France. What do you want New Zealand for?
Oh, it's nice, it's and convenient.
And what you wanted to buy, the island of Mystique.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Which is very shady. Can we just say...
Or the Canary Islands. I kind of like
Do you know the Prime Minister of Denmark called him absurd. So he cancelled his trip to Denmark because they wouldn't sell him Greenland.
Seriously.
Devonport. Could I buy Devonport?
Devonport. Well, that's
Devonport?
The city.
How do you buy the Devonport? You're going to buy Tasmania.
No, I'm going to buy Devonport and put a big wall up. And no one's allowed in it.
Why?
Why Devonport?
Because that's what I want to do, Dave.
All right.
I beg your pardon. It's my dream, not yours.
Hey, let's go to Libby.
Oh, g'day, Jane.
Oh, Libby, how are you going? Libby, who do you want to clown?
Monique from The Bachelor, Jane.
Oh, what's she done, Jane?
Oh, yes, I know.
Do you know why? What for, Libby?
Because she was filmed saying or calling Matt a disrespectful pig and a dog.
Yeah, don't say it.
Is this the girl who got the ass?
Yeah, it was last week the girl got the ass because...
Have you got a fight? Now you're doing a massive Bachelor
Stand
board
by
side.
Because I've got it. Yeah, I've got a big...
You got a bombshell.
...point to make about
you've,
this show.
You've got a thesis. You've had the whiteboard out.
It creeped me out last night.
You had a whiteboard out in
the
office.
Sent a shutter down my spine.
Wow.
Wait.
He's not quite right. He's
not
a serial killer.
It's not
He's
so much about
killer.
Him. No.
All right. He's in a witness
Something
protection scheme.
Something weird going on. Okay.
All right. He's not good, though,
Let's
is he?
Go. Have we got
he's
time for Daryl?
He's making a suit out of human skin.
No, not quite. But his best friend might be.
Daryl.
Hello, Daryl.
Hello, Jane. Hello, Vic.
Yeah. Where are you calling from, Daryl?
At the moment, Wollongong.
The Gong. Oh, I love the Gong. Big hello to everyone in the Gong.
Hello.
Yeah, who's our station there, Dave?
Well, we don't have one, but you're listening through Triple M Sydney,
one.
Which broadcasts into Wollongong, so good on you.
All right, there you go. What, who do you want
Give
to clown,
Give us your best
Daryl?
Shot.
You, Mick.
What for?
just for having a go at our greatest ever batsman of the century.
Who?
Steve Smith.
For what? Yeah. Oh, for not fronting up for the second Tasha's test?
Yeah, because he was concussed.
He's a big wuss.
No, he's not.
Hey, he's let himself down, he's let his country down.
I didn't like that he said that either, Daryl.
He should have walked to the crease weekend at Bernie style, being dragged out there. He can have a runner.
Right. So you want to go back to the old days where people were actually fried when they're about 60.
Knocked around the head.
Yep.
If they get to 60, good luck to them.
Well, that's what I mean. Well, the old days of sport, 60, when people get knocked around.
It's called the baggy green, so it can handle a bit of swelling in the cranium because it's baggy.
Right.
Okay.
So the advances we've made in medicine have not helped at all.
I don't care about that. I
no,
want you to
don't?
Get out there and cop one in the noggin for your country.
Okay. Well, Daryl wins a DeWalt angle grinder kit. Daryl, it's worth $597. Get in store today for unmissable deals on DeWalt tools for their yellow and black Friday.
Daryl, you knew I was joking, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
We're all
good.
Yeah,
well
mate,
Daryl.
Good on you, Daryl.
Clown of the week, done and dusted. Mix GoFundMe not too far away.
I reckon Daryl's been hit on the head a couple of
times. I
do. He's a bit... Simple.
I apologise, Daryl.
Talk to our listeners. He's still on the line. All right, up next, Akmal.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Akmal Saleh was born in Egypt but grew up in Sydney and built a career in comedy on TV, radio, film and stage, where he's currently touring the country.
I admire academia. I admire people who can do it. Quiet intelligence and discipline and focus, and I didn't have any. I guess today it would be called what? If you can't concentrate, ADHD. We had it too when I was a kid. If you know anyone my age, you would remember we had a different name back then. They called it f***ing idiot.
Please welcome to the show, Akmal Saleh.
Oh, okay. That's the PC term, isn't
A little
it,
introduction there, just in case you had no idea who the hell he is. He was travelled and worked for Telstra.
Did we miss anything? Is that pretty much
that's pretty
the,
much
the whole story? Well, do you want to fill in a couple of gaps
Did
for
you
us?
Really work for Telstra?
Yeah, I did. I worked for Telstra. Well,
what
work
doing?
Is over.
In a technical way? Or?
No. Oh. You know what I did?
No.
Nothing. I did nothing.
That's
I'm serious.
Impressive. How do you get away with doing nothing?
Well, you work for Telstra.
That's right. I was going to say, clearly wasn't answering the phones. No one answered. answers the phone.
I would put people on hold and just leave them there.
Oh,
and
then, no.
Because I had no idea what they wanted.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Or how to deal with it.
No, no.
I find it incredible that a telecommunications company has the longest waiting time on a phone.
Yeah, that's
right. We said the other day, we know someone who spent 16 hours.
Yeah.
He said, no, I'm going to bat on through here. Yeah. And in the meantime, he went and had a shower,
a
shave, and did an ass call. But 16 hours it took before he finally got through to the department.
You know what you should do? You know, because occasionally they ask you and say, you haven't paid your bill. Say, well, I've got you on a queue. Just wait.
That's right.
And keep them waiting for like hours.
You're in a queue.
That's true. Yeah,
there are another 18 bills to pay before we get to your bill.
No, but a very quick comment. You know about Russell Crowe complaining about the basket?
Yes.
It's so funny because I went to see his band. I paid $50 and I got great seats and I could hear it perfectly. And I tweeted, the joke was on me. What a rip-off.
What was his band? The 30-odd foot of grunt.
Yeah, 30. Well, they're growing now. There's 60-odd foot of grunt.
60-odd foot of grunt.
What sports do you follow? Would you have gone to see the basketball match?
No, because I'm a short ass. It was was one of those sports I had no chance of being good at. And,
are you a cash potato? Do you watch a lot of? How much time would you spend?
I watch cricket. So,
do you?
Yeah. So you know, my wife usually says, well, "Let's go and do something." And I say, "After the test."
How long the test goes for.
Yeah. I just sit there and watch it. It's a zen sport. Is that you trying to explain it to people who are?
I was always lucky because I work on sporting shows. I work on a sporting show, so my excuse is I'm working.
Research.
So at 4 in the morning, when your partner comes out and goes, hey, you're coming to bed and I'm watching table tennis in the Netherlands, I go, I'm working. See? This is important.
That's right.
I'm putting food on the table.
But you know what else? As a comedian, you can get away with everything because you can say, I'm going for a holiday to Paris on my own. And you say, but why? I'm working. I'm trying to find jokes.
Yeah.
I can't do it with you there.
No, I've got
that's fair enough. It's a tax deduction. Everything's a tax deduction when you're a comedian.
You're about to head around this great big country. Well, tell me some of the towns that when you return, you go, I love playing here because.
Yeah. Well, it's easier to do the other way. Because I tell you, I could go on.
I must pass our full year.
Yeah, there are a lot of towns where you go, I hope I don't get my head punched in again.
Let's go with that.
I got punched in the face by a woman in Rockhampton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello to all our friends in Rockhampton.
That's like a Tinder date.
You got friends in Rockhampton?
We have.
We're broadcasting right now on 101.5.
Hello, Rockhampton. What a great town. Wow.
And what was the incident? How did it occur?
Oh, man. We were in the. It's a long story. I went.
No,
I'll edit it. Oh, okay. I'll just tell you off here. Yeah. No, we were in Rockhampton, me and two of my mates, a guy called Joel Osborne and a guy called Joseph Tuadros, who plays the oud. He won the aria. You don't know. But
I know what the oud
is.
He's
not big on the – Triple M's not big on the oud.
No, we're not on the oud.
let's do the top 10 oud.
Does he play lead oud?
He does.
How do you spell that, Akmal?
He plays just oud. And, and so he came with us.
Is it like an Arabic man? Mandolin.
It's like a pregnant guitar. It's an Egyptian guitar. It's an ancient instrument.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, now check him out.
It's educational, right?
It's very educational. Yeah. And he, unfortunately for him, he looks like a terrorist. He's a big fat guy with a big beard. Okay. And we were in a Rockhampton show, agricultural show. Because we had a day off, right? Yeah. This is the absolute truth, honest to God, and it's in the papers. If you don't believe me, we had a day off and we took a video camera, thought, you know, it might be fun. And my friend said, let's go dressed as Arabs. And just coincidentally, he just happened to have three Arab costumes.
Right.
And we went and we were walking around the agricultural show in Rockhampton dressed as Arabs.
Right.
And he was pretending to be the Sultan of Qatar.
Okay.
Right?
It's a big call being at the show point in time.
By the way, every day is the agricultural fair in Rockhampton. So go on.
And this woman comes up to me and she goes, mate, you're not allowed to film. There are children here. I said, we're not filming the children. And then she got really upset and told me off. I can't say what she said.
Good Lord.
It's really funny. Yeah. And then she punched me in the face twice. I started bleeding. Oh. And my friend, who was pretending to be the Sultan of Qatar's assistant, he stayed completely in character, right? I'm bleeding. And he goes, please, we don't want any trouble. My God. And then I got in trouble more because I went on Good News Week and I talked about Rockhampton and what a shithole it is. And because I was angry.
You were angry at the time. Yeah. Are you going back on this tour? Are you going back to Rockhampton?
It doesn't look like it.
It'd be good to go back and break bread with the great people of Rockhampton.
Well, I did.
You've had a bad experience. I'll back them in. Yeah. If you're going to Mackay, that's not too far away.
If
you tell that story in Mackay, they'll love it.
They will. They're at war, the two.
I think there's a cop called Mick Malloy in...
Is there? I'll check him out. Mm.
There was last time I toured. Hey, what are the dates and where are we going?
Well, we're starting tonight in Mount Evelyn, then you go South Morang, but all across Victoria. Then you mentioned Mackay in October. You're at Townsville.
Dapto.
Orange.
Yes.
Dapto.
Ask me why I'm doing these venues.
Why are you doing them?
Because I wasn't careful with my money.
Really?
That's why, yes. Oh, if I was...
You'd be down and out at the moment.
I'd be watching the cricket right now at home.
Can I say this? You're one of the great standouts. If you haven't seen Akmal do his stuff live, go along.
Got to do it.
You will be rewarded.
You'll laugh yourself silly, everyone.
The joke will not be on you. You won't be asking for a refund for your ticket.
Correct.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't be the first time that happened, but I got a suggestion. What about, because you guys are getting a great reputation. Kennedy Malloy, everyone you speak to, Kennedy Malloy.
Well, that's nice.
What about Kennedy Malloy and Sally?
Not bad.
It's got a bit of a ring to it.
Exactly. It's the rule of three.
Hey, I'll tell you.
We will have you on anytime,
keep you in mind.
Anywhere.
And for the poster.
Yeah, no.
All right, ticket details, akmal.com.au, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Mix GoFundMe.
Mix GoFundMe time, 133353. If you've got a great idea that you would like $500 to invest in,
bring your A game. We've had some cracking ideas. $500 coming your way to help develop the future is what we're talking about. Last week's winner was?
It was the flanno. Have a listen.
Every tradie wants to wear his flannos, but you can't because they're not fluoro. So, fluoro flannos.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
hang
fluoro
on.
Flanno. Oh,
that is genius.
Sometimes you just get punched in the face with a good idea. It's the fluoro flanno.
Oh, well done, John. You got
$500. $500, John.
You're blokey.
There you go. That's a very good idea.
It's very diverse.
We talked about flannel during the week. Mm. I told you I have a pair of flannel tracksuit pants that with the tartan flannel look.
Mm. That's right.
It's very sexy. I'd like to see a tartan bikini. Can you have a flannel bikini?
I'm sure you could have that.
Can we have that?
Sure. Well, like, you got the money. Invest in it. Mm. I don't think
that's what we need.
My
calls. That's
that
what we need callers for.
Flannel is underrated. I've got an idea.
Oh, what do you got?
Uber service.
Yeah.
It's called Uber Road Rage. Where the driver will, on your behalf, beep like a maniac, wind down the window.
That is a very good idea.
Get out and try and punch someone in the next car.
Well, they don't need to punch,
while you sit in the back. Well, I'd like them to go the full hog.
Just be a little road ragey aggression.
Just swearing at people, at lights, cutting them off, giving them the bird.
I'm not sure whether Uber would be into that, though. I don't know about that.
Yeah, but you've signed up for it. You go, I'd like which service? Uber Select? Nah. Uber X? Nah. Oh, Uber Road Rage? Give that a go.
I've got an idea. What about a pillow, like, so you have a soft and hard side? Because sometimes I lie down at night and go, it's too soft. I flip the pillow over the other side, firm.
You've got a temper bed, and now
it's the GoFundMe. It goes, complements the bed.
No, but what about a pill? Well, it's like a pillow, but it's like daytime, nighttime. Say that one half is softer.
I'm listening.
And one half of it is harder. So you can just decide.
What about one side's cool and one side's
in summer when you're looking for the cool side of the pillow? Great idea.
You don't get $500. Hey, what about this? Yes. What about a do not disturb sign for your house?
Mm.
A do not disturb sign that you
like a hotel door.
That's a hotel room.
That's really
so
clever.
A hotel. I don't know, you just go. You know what? You open your front door and you pop it on. It says do not disturb.
Okay. So,
no doorbells. Nothing
is allowed to knock or ring.
Do you get many people ring your doorbell during the day?
Police? first responders?
Actually, I don't want to know.
133353. Jim's got a good idea. Jim, what's your idea?
Mick, we need a cordless hose.
Now, this is very interesting.
I've got to think about this.
What's it connected to, though, Jim?
What are you doing?
Well, we've had cordless vacuums, had cordless phones, had cordless earbuds. Need to go the next step and get a cordless hose.
Where's the water coming from, dude?
Yeah. Oh, still an R&D, Mick. That's what I'm
What does that R&D mean? Oh, research and development.
Yeah. All right, I'll take it on board, Jim. Matt's on the line. Matt down the bottom there. Matt, what's your big idea?
Mate, I reckon you should make creepy crawlies for fish tanks.
Okay, to keep
your fish. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Would the fish like that?
As long as it didn't suck up the little goldfish.
Oh.
A bit of research and development needed in that one too, I think.
Yeah, what about a big one for SeaWorld?
A giant creepy crawly.
A giant creepy crawly. Wayne's on the line. Wayne from, what do you got, Wayne?
I want to invent a chaff bag for your dog's butt.
A chaff bag but for your dog's butt?
Also, it can poop into a bag.
Yeah, when you go on long walks and your dog does it's got your bag.
Yeah, so it's like a lawnmower with a catcher.
Yeah, exactly,
Mick. I've researched at the moment, so I need the farmer to keep
going. I don't mind that.
Got
a really big dog. You need a really big bag, I guess.
Yeah, my dog had a big shit the other day. So
okay.
I had to clean up with a banana leaf.
I don't know if we need to hear that. Care factors, you my mate.
Wayne, you know what? Take it to fish tank. To a shark tank.
Yeah, take it to Shark Tank.
Well, we got loads of people lined up. 133353. Give us a call.
Get involved.
At the next break, we will award $500 to someone with a bloody good idea.
Mix GoFundMe.
Here we go.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Mix GoFundMe. Mix GoFundMe.
133353, got an idea you want funded by Mick? Call now.
Really good idea is what we're after. Something that'll change the world we live in. Yeah. Change the way we live. Our quality of life. We're looking for ingenuity. Mm.
That's going to change the world, perhaps, in some way, make it a better place.
Thomas, what's your big idea?
Yeah, mate, well, I need to fund my fishing trip. I need the holiday, but I've spent all my funds on my kids' education and uniform. So,
well, that's a waste. You won't get that back. So no, you need funding for an annual trip, fishing trip. Who with?
All my uncles and relos.
To where?
Dartmouth.
Mm.
Okay, let me just get my head around this. Your brilliant idea is to go on a fishing trip, free holiday, basically, with all your mates.
It's not free because that money would only cover the alcohol.
But
while he's on that fishing trip, Jane, he might come up with the next big idea. If you've got a fishing trip and you're out there.
All right, we'll have a think about it,
and
Thomas.
You're in nature and know, your community, you might just. It's interesting.
He didn't sell it hard enough.
Peter, what's your big idea, mate? What do you want? What idea do you want funded?
Mickey, this one will appeal to you.
Yes.
A fridge with Lazy Susans in it.
Oh.
So then, when you get the cheese and it's up the back, you just spin it round.
Hang on a second. Let me go through this. This is not bad.
This is quite interesting.
So I don't have to reach up the back and knock through stuff.
Every shelf has a Lazy Susan on it.
And you just spin the... Oh, jeez.
Hang on.
Is the fridge itself round?
Yes. So it's square on the outside but round in the middle, so stuff can't fall over.
And would you have a little one as a beer fridge with little Lazy Susans?
Peter, when did you think of this? Did you just always have this?
No, I've always thought about it. I thought, why hasn't anybody invented this? It's so annoying because my fridge is just
so always reaching through and you're knocking your sword
knocking over the
and
eggs
and then it gets
and
forgotten
the
about because it's up the back
or gets mouldy up
you
the
sneak
back
in late and everyone's in bed and you're trying you need a beer and you're going I don't want everyone to know I'm going for another beer.
Oh, Peter, you're genius.
Hey, Peter, put a pin in that.
Peter, it's good. It's not quite as good as I need $500 to go fishing but it's a good idea. Jason's on the line. Jason, what's your big idea, buddy?
G'day, Mickey. I've got a beer butler service.
How's it work?
If you go into the footy, you get picked up at your doorstep with a couple of coldies on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get to the footy, they serve you beer on command and then take you back home with a couple of coldies as well.
Oh, Jesus.
So basically you've got a slave.
Well, remember they had the beer wenches for a while. They were quite controversial, but they had beer wenches at the footy and cricket, which surprisingly got howled down.
That's right.
But where a woman in a bikini you could hire for the day, daytime stripper, let's call her.
Sure.
Go and to and from the bar while we...
You get absolutely smashed and more and more smashed as the day proceeds.
I would like a beer butler.
All right. Well, that's a very good idea,
I think the beer butler has legs.
I think it does too.
If you had an app that said, do you need a beer butler? We're sending around a beer butler. So you sit in your chair while someone organises you beers wherever you go. Jason, you're in the hunt.
Thank you very much.
We've got a nation of geniuses here.
All right.
Karen.
Hi.
Tell us a story or tell us your idea. It involves your husband.
Yeah, my husband's a funeral celebrant, but he also rides a motorbike. And he thought this was a really cool idea called The Last Ride, where you get like a classic Indian motorcycle.
Yeah.
And you attach a hearse to the back, basically. And you do funerals, and instead of, you know, going in the big car, you're...
Yes, I like this idea.
But well, why don't you have, like, the coffin on the sidecar?
Mm.
Like,
well,
you know,
could
like
do
two
that.
Fat
ladies. For the widow.
Oh, yeah. The sidecar's for the widow.
Sidecar for the widow. No, yeah. But the side... Yes. But what about the...
Where's she going to sit?
The widow rides... She gets dinked. She gets dinked on a motorbike.
Oh, she gets dinked. Okay.
The coffin is in the sidecar.
Yeah.
And you get the crusty demon to do it, and you jump him. His last ride.
Karen, he's thinking big. He's thinking global.
Demon.
It's a very crusty, good idea. You could also have
crusty
like,
demon funeral service. Oh, I like it. Well done, Karen. You're in the mix.
Very good. Hello, Dan.
Mick, Dave, Jane, how are you?
Good. Hi. You've been thinking about this for many moons.
I even practice it. picture a Friday afternoon. You get home, you get in the shower, and you've got a waterproof fridge in the shower.
There's a lot of beer ideas.
Seems to be a theme.
Lots of beer, lots of wine. It's a built-in Bluetooth.
It's a shower. It's a shower esky.
Yeah.
Can you sit on it? Can the elderly sit on it?
The elderly.
Sorry? Yeah, the elderly. Yeah. So you've got like a little rail, like a little seat.
Why don't you just
have you ever seen
a shower? Why don't you have a quick shower and then get out and have a beer sooner?
Oh, nothing better than sitting in the bath and having a coldie, right?
You have no vision. You have no vision, Jane. You can't see the future, can you?
No, I can't.
You can't
But
see.
I like the ideas, Tam.
Okay.
We've got to pick a winner.
We've got some good
it's
ideas.
It's your turn to pick one.
Right, what are you going to do?
All right. Well, you know what? It's between the beer butler and the Lazy Susan.
Yes.
Lazy Susan fridge. Apologies to Thomas. I'm sympathetic.
The fishing trip, yeah.
Yeah, the fishing trip, we're sorry. But the Lazy Susan fridge.
Is that it?
That's
bang.
The winner.
That's you, Peter.
Hey, that's the Lazy Susan fridge. It's a ripper. And who's he? $500?
$500 for you.
So go, and ooh, you have to use it for
good
that.
Good luck with development there.
And yeah. Jason, what does Jason get as a runner-up?
Jason, you have a prize as well. We're going to give you the DeWalt Angle Grinder kit worth $597. Yeah. They're yellow and Black Friday happening today.
Hang on, that prize is worth more than the first
one. It
prize.
Is. I just
actually,
like
it
that.
Is. So congratulations, Jason. You've won a prize that's worth a little more than the Mix GoFundMe. But that's cool.
What,
that's
a, what a dumb segment.
Thank you.
We really should have thought that.
Hey, well done, everybody.
Coming up next, Hamish Blake.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby, here we go. This is going to be a corker. Batch chat. I love it.
My new
stick
theory
around,
on
guys.
The Bachelor.
You've got a new theory.
I have. It's just hit me like a...
Is it a bombshell
truck.
Theory? Is it like?
Yeah, I think it's a bombshell.
You've had the whiteboard out all day.
It's really bugging me, actually.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Well, hang about. That's going to be great. We've got the weekend review, which will be largely all my funny bits, I'm guessing, and maybe Jane, a couple of questions from Jane.
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, that's what I do.
You said every week.
A
you're a bit predictable.
When we're off to a flyer. Hey, we'll go around the grounds.
All right, we'll do that.
I can't wait
like
to get to Newcastle.
That.
Very good news in Newcastle. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Our next guest, Hamish Blake, hosted Lego Masters, which launched on our screens earlier this year to huge acclaim.
The crits are in and they're awesome. And by the crits, I mean my two twins. They loved it, but shame on you for the twist, because my boys are the tiredest little boys who have had to go to school. Mate. And but they finish and I go, well, there we go. Just in time to hear you go, but wait.
I didn't do the edit, mate.
Time for a twist.
Sitting over with iMovie, cutting it all together.
Please welcome back to the show, Hamish Blake.
Hello, Hamish.
Hooray.
He's back. How are you guys?
Hi, mate. Good. Well, haven't been here for a while. Where
have you been? I haven't been here for a while at all. Just, you know,
filming
holidays.
Stuff,
filming,
just
general
Europe.
Holidays. Just Europe.
We'll get to that.
All the
bit.
Stuff you used to do before you took a drive shift.
Yeah, correct.
No, I've been actually been away with Ando. We're on another holiday or slash work.
Holiday.
I mean, sorry.
Did you film it?
Are you able to fill us in a little bit? Give us a little tidbit.
Give us
something.
Yeah, the tax man asks. We're here with wall-to-wall meetings over there. Just very business.
And where's there?
So the new show. No, it's around all around sort of North America, Canada.
Can you tell us any
clues? I think this is out there, if it's not
exclusive. It is an exclusive.
In fact, this isn't out there, guys.
Great.
Bloody get,
oh, thank you.
Strap yourselves
here
into
we
this.
Go.
It's called Hamish and Andy's Perfect Holiday, and the gist of it is we take it in turns alternating between me and Andy one of us organises the day for the other guy.
Oh, that is gold.
So you say we'll fly to like Seattle, and he knows we're in Seattle, obviously. Like, I don't give him the full bag on the head. we don't Abu Ghraib people. So, you know, we're still having a fun holiday, but then I'll knock on his door in the morning, hand him a bit of an envelope and go,
yeah.
Guess what? Right.
You're in a I like it.
We're doing school bus racing today. And then he's sort of got, you know, a little bit of time fantastic. To acclimatise to that idea. And then we're racing
I
around
the school
bus. I trust
you guys with the fun element. Supreme. Like, you really crack that code well. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, some of these get really deep and layered too. Like, we go on some real random adventures, but that's for later in the year.
You don't mind putting each other under severe duress and panic as well.
It's not officially scripted, but if two or three days go by and the other person hasn't screamed or vomited, we start to feel a bit weird.
It's not like the fire ants all over again, is it?
No, none of that.
There will never be anything like that.
Because that was traumatic
there will
for
never
everyone.
Be that. Like
if the numbers come through, it hasn't worked. We're just waterboarding me and electrocuting my testicles. Cut off a pinky till we see the numbers go up.
Tonight we waterboard Hamish.
Ratings through the roof.
That is the show of the year.
I would do it if there's something I could confess to. If it gets to the stage where Andy and I have a big like disagreement over something, I'm going to go, right, well, I'm waterboarding you. And if you still maintain at the end of the waterboarding, that's your story, I'll believe you.
I like it a lot. God. Now, we started at the top with Lego Masters, of course, which is one of the great shows.
That was a great hit.
We're going to start, we'll start filming second season soon, but it will be out next year.
Yes, but you realise you have a covenant. An unbreakable arrangement with my two boys, Fred and Lenny, which you made.
I do. Post Logies.
Are these little guys in your target? Like, they're right in your target audience as well. As grown-ups, but you
I've
know.
Done an interesting thing here because my little boy starts school next year. Mm. And so just before my eldest starts primary school, I've decided to host a show about Lego. So it's just
going to be father of the year.
So I don't know how it's going to go. I've got to hopefully it doesn't just become uncool or something. It's popular, but what if it just gets
always
on the
be
nose?
Cool.
Well, I'm only cool with my boys because I know Hamish and I know. Yeah. What was Glenn's character again?
Russell Coit.
Good mate.
Only the best. But you've got something.
You left this message for my boys. You recorded it for me
in the lounge.
You sent it to them, and they received it.
Fred, Lenny, Hamish here.
Hamish said he's going to take you to the brick pit.
Boys, this is my invitation to you. Come with your dad. Come to the brick pit. And steal some Lego. They don't count it. I steal it all the time. We'll see you at the brick pit.
See you.
They loved that so much.
See you at the brick pit.
Not now, for broadcast.
This comes
up. I mean, I'm sure they count it, guys. We can't.
This comes up every week in my household.
Where are we going to the brick pit?
What arrangements have you made?
What appealed to them more? The theft element?
A bit of both. A little from column A, a little from column B.
They are young Malloys here. The twinkle in their eyes.
So this is an unbreakable. So
I am just throwing out promises on this show. The other day I said to
what else
the other day I gave to a, said to a charity, mate, you know what? Auction off a visit. Come and visit.
I gotta remember it just the host. You're gonna be very busy.
It's not my show. I'm gonna tell the producers and stuff. Yes, we've got a few people.
Can I just say
they're gonna go?
We've got a close set. Thanks to you, it's Rainy at Socks Off. You should be able to do anything.
Yes, mate. You're the king. You're the Lego king.
I'm gonna get a video of you, James, saying that. So then, when like eight busloads of people turn up for charity visits, I've auctioned off.
Now, when we come back, are you prepared to talk about this?
Yeah, let's talk about this. Something we've entered into a bold new area. Now, I don't know if it's an area you
Who's
would
Who's we?
My wife and I.
Yes. Right.
I don't know if this is an area you would have ever run into, Mick, for reasons that will become apparent after
this. Do you want to put it out there? When we come back, and we might take some calls on this as well.
But I reckon people have done it before, and I reckon it's going to be overwhelmingly negative, but I still have faith.
All right.
More with Hamish Blake right after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hamish Blake in studio as well.
All right.
Let me give you a little bit of a true story from the other night.
Yeah. Go for it.
Where I live, I've got a park on the street. Park on the street, getting in my car, getting some stuff ready to go inside. And I'm aware of some, it was sort of like nighttime, some shapes running through the dark, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a girl and her partner, a girl and a guy, and the guy was a lot fitter. He was running in a tank top, hat backwards, like loving it. And the girl, I got the impression that this was the start of her fitness journey.
Oh, they're not running together, are they?
Oh, kids are better. So they're running. Then he goes, all right, babe, come on, sprint to the next light pole. And she goes, no. And he goes, come on, babe, this is it. This is what I said. You've got to do it. When I say go, you go. And she went, she stopped, 2 feet stopped, like almost like a Flintstone stop where the dust comes up the back before they run off a cliff. This 2 foot stop went, yes. No, that's it. I don't want you to be my trainer. I don't like this.
Yeah.
And she turned on her heels and started walking home. And I'm trying to get out of the
car. Oh, I love this.
Going, I'm not speaking English. Please.
Do not listen. I'm not here.
Keep going. Keep going. I'm a visitor in your land. I'm just loving this. Going,
sprint up to Zoe.
I have just seen a boyfriend or a husband get fired as a trainer.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Now, the reason it kind of hit home was not one day before. We have an exercise bike at our house because I enjoy cycling. Zoe doesn't. Zoe had gone, all right, yes. I'll do the bike.
Wow.
I'll do the bike. Okay. And you need special shoes for the bike. You need shoes for the bike.
Okay.
So she'd got
special shoes.
Yeah, with like bike shoes. She's she'd invest in the bike. She's like, I'd set it up.
Well, they're like spikes or something.
Got the Allen keys out. Yeah. That's what spikes.
So much effort. The
pedals I've never been on an exercise bike. Look at me.
True. But the pedals, the pedals aren't made of grass. You don't need spikes.
And they've got to hold your feet in.
They've got a clip so you can pedal around. So not a difficult concept. But I'd, you know, got it all out, adjusted it for her and done. And I knew this is not going to be Zoe's bag at all.
No.
But I'm happy to be there to offer my expertise. And I dialed it right back. And it talks to your phone, this bike.
You dialed it back on easy
Everything. I dropped all the numbers right down. I didn't want to be the guy with the hat backwards. I wasn't giving her like a Navy SEAL immersion.
Right.
I was giving her a real... A beginner's
This is
test,
as good
right?
as it gets.
And so,
riding through Provence.
Yeah, I didn't put a basket on the front, but I could have.
Hey, short of you riding it and giving her a dink, this is the best idea you can come up with.
I just think there's no two ways around it. Like, you can't pedal, you can't do exercise and it be. There's no machine.
It's not pleasant.
It's not pleasant. No. So that we were
so sort of,
I was trying to have that discussion with Zoe as we were doing it. You can't hop off and not notice you've done it. Because it won't work that way. But I also don't want to kill you. So it was like this gradual, it like gradually increases throughout the...
Yes. It gets worse, doesn't
it? Well, just a little bit, but not to a terrible level. And Zoe was thinking she was killing it until the machine goes, congratulations, 4 minutes left in the warm-up. Zoe goes, the warm-up, this has been the whole workout. I'm not liking this. I was like, you're doing great, honey, you're doing great. So he called it after the warm-up. We just used the warm-up to have gotten used to the bike.
Yeah.
But then when I saw that couple, I was like, I know.
Now you get it.
And I've asked her a few times. It's been about a week since she's been on the bike. She's like, do you reckon you want to jump on the bike? Or do you want me to, is there anything I can do?
Do you ask it like that too?
There are certain things couples shouldn't do together.
Patronising.
It's not patronising. Just
it is, honey.
Very happy to help, but you've got to let me know.
Okay.
It feels like I do feel like a waiter at a restaurant who has accidentally just served a rat, and the customer hasn't left, and now I'm trying to make things better.
That's so funny.
So I know that I'm going to get fired, and I can feel it coming. But she's hanging in there because she's committed to 10.
There's
wrong.
Certain things couples shouldn't do together.
I don't know.
And they put yourself your relationship under stress. Personal training is one. Teaching your partner how to drive is another. I've seen this 100 times because your relationship is all of a sudden you have the authority and the other one is doing.
And
this is a balance in power shift. That is not cool, I've seen many guys come a cropper.
And we didn't need to do it. She already goes to Pilates. She has a trainer-student relationship in her life.
That's an outsourcing job.
I'd like
job.
This to be on the record. I didn't ask for this. So I didn't go, I'm going to train you, babe. You know, I wasn't trying to be a jock. I'm trying to be.
You're encouraging.
Google, is it over?
Google for bikes.
Is it
the
over?
Question, I'll give you the answer. I'm going to be I'm a robot. I'm impassive. I'm emotionless. I'm not.
It's affected you. Listen to yourself.
Because I'm proud of her. It's hard.
Of course.
I'm proud because she said she couldn't do it. Now she's a bit better.
Hey, I'm in the warm-up and that's it. I'm off that
sandbar. I can, I don't know if people are in the similar boat. Your show, I've got to get out of here, but if you want to run it, I'm sure you'll find people that have fired their partner as their
trainers.
I'll
tell you what we might do. We might get them to... On social.
Yeah, right.
Give
social.
Us a
Twitter,
holler.
Facebook, Instagram.
And we'll
I'd be interested to see the average length of the relationship hanging in there because it's not, this is not what a marriage is about. A marriage is not a teacher-student relationship.
It's also time yourself.
It actually is a teacher-student
it's a
relationship.
Rookie mistake.
I'm the student, she's the teacher. We've never been the other way around.
That goes okay.
She's always teaching me about stuff. She's always going, we don't wear these socks. the kids don't wear it. Hey, you see how you've got a weird graphic on your t-shirt? We don't do that anymore as a big boy. So that's why I think it's weird for her because I've never taught her anything.
You've got the wisdom.
Hey, what are you doing in the kitchen? We have a one-person kitchen. Oh, do we?
That's the rule in your house.
I didn't know either. We just had a kitchen. I'm sure you can get two people in the kitchen. So I have never taught, been in this position, and that's maybe why I'm panicking.
I think you're a natural teacher, but you've got to stick with it.
I'm not. I'm only good for end of class trips. I'm only good for like movie nights.
And organising other people's holidays.
Yeah, that's true. I'm a good relief teacher.
You are.
Mate, I can't thank you enough for coming in today. Remember your unbreakable agreement with my boys.
Remember my condition in that video. What I said, come in with your dad, right? So you actually
oh, yes,
get,
that's true.
You've got to get organised too, which is the biggest danger in this equation.
You've got to wrangle the boys around the Lego.
Hey, and nothing
and if
to
I see them, if I see them coming in giant trench coats and like big, and big I know. In fact, I expect one of them to come in with a fake arm in a plaster cast.
There'll be a heist.
And you can just fill it up.
Can we talk about your podcast as well for people to want to
Hamish and Andy, podcast one, of course, that's where it's available.
Is it? Going Gangbusters?
Going Gangbusters, just like the radio, but when you want it. I don't know if that's the ad.
Good on you, Hame Dog.
Hamish Blake, Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, indeed. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy here. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
Now, The Bachelor is toddling along
here
now.
We
We're up to episode
How
eight.
How is he? Is he good?
He's going well.
Fan?
I'm a fan of his. He got terrible pash rash last night because the girls are now wearing glow-in-the-dark lipstick. You see them when they're standing around. There's a couple. And I don't know if you've ever, I've got an orange lipstick that's very bright. These girls have got this orange. I've never seen anything like it. They have a pash with him and he looks like the Joker from the Batman movies. And that's what happened last night.
You know what they should do? He should wear the glow-in-the-dark thing so you know who he's pashed.
That's true.
So if he wore the lipstick, you'd be able to walk in the room and go,
That's an excellent idea.
Good call.
Look, I'm really enjoying it. It's been one of the better series because it's very real and keeping it real. But as I was watching last night, Matt brought along his best friend in the world. Yep. Her name's Kate. Mm. They've been friends for a very long time. I still maintain that Kate's in love with him.
But she's not a bachelorette. She's not
one
of the girls.
She's not a bachelorette. Oh, that's right. She's been in love with him forever. But
this
you know.
Is interesting.
I'm not going to dwell on that. But what they're doing is they had to interview quite a few of the girls to see if they were marriage material for Matt.
Right.
So she sits down with a few of the girls.
It's for a formal interview.
It is a formal interview. So we'll go to the first interview with Cass.
So how are you?
Good, good. Better now. Oh,
yeah. This is Kate, the friend.
Really good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
I'm so excited for today's group date. My best mate Kate's going to get to know each of the girls.
I think it'll be good. You meeting a few of them?
Yep.
Yeah, definitely want your input and kind of assessment as you've provided in the past.
Okay, so let's...
Kate's got a fair bit of power here.
Kate has got all the power, and let's have a listen to her talk to the first girl.
So you're currently in Adelaide?
Currently in Adelaide, building my business, and I'm just so ready for that next chapter.
What does next chapter mean for you?
Yeah, which is what I kind of wanted to touch base with you on as well. I want to expand to Melbourne with my business. That's been on the cards.
Okay.
Essentially long-term goals as well. I'm considering, you know, Adelaide, Melbourne, LA, you know? Global, you know, with my business. I don't know when I want to have kids. You know what? As long as it's before 40 now or 42.
My business is my baby, obviously.
My business, it's my name, essentially.
At the end of the day, it's really important to have goals.
Okay. This is what I hear. I hear a normal, adjusted young woman talking about what she wants to do in life.
Yes.
Wrong answer, right. Apparently. No, what she should have said is, I'm ready to settle down, I'm ready to put on a white dress and walk down the aisle and start breeding.
Okay.
Because this is, in fact, what the show is alluding to. Anybody who says they want to have a career.
Okay.
And then I was thinking, but don't most couples, don't they both have jobs? And isn't that what you want your other half to do? Do something?
So you're saying he wants her to settle down or this girl is suggesting
she
should settle
down? No, I'm saying he wants her just
to
settle down.
So he's a big
nerd. The show wants her to settle down. Let's hear the next clip when he finds out that this dark mystery girl wants to work.
Have a chat with Cass go?
Yeah, had a chat with her. She's, you know, focused on continuing to grow her business.
There is a lot of, chat about the business.
Yeah.
So guess what happened? Who didn't get a rose?
Oh.
She didn't get a rose.
Oh, because she's ambitious.
Cass, I'm sorry, but you didn't receive a rose. Could you please take a moment now to say goodbye?
Can you take your job and shove it, sister.
Take your ambition, now, your
it's turned
engaging
into hand,
the world.
It's Handmaid's Tale.
That's terrible.
It's dystopian, and they're looking for women who want to breed. And that's what I took away.
I knew was trouble.
Well, it's actually the concept of the show.
Well, it is.
But I'll still be watching, don't worry.
Yes. What's he want? He wants his dinner on the table when he gets home, does he?
I think so. All the girls, all the girls, they're all baby breeders. There you go.
Oh, right, here we go.
Wow. Good thesis. I'm running with it too.
He wants a broodmare.
He does. Yes. Kate may as well have been measuring their hips.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
You're listening to Kennedy Molloy. It's been a massive week on the show. By the way, you can always grab the podcast. Oh, yeah. We're happy for that. And, you know, wherever you get your podcast from.
Whatever.
But it has.
Come on.
It's something that is trending quite well across Australia.
Right. Hey, is it time for Week in Review?
Let's do it. Here is the Week in Review.
We started the week with...
Hi, Dangerous Dave. What?
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Dave was off sick, so Rosie jumped to the rescue on the buttons.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, it was forced upon us. So here's what we do know. He's a Monday, Friday specialist.
Sure. So there's people like this.
What's he say he's got?
Migraine.
He's got a migraine.
Also, his wife is back from being away.
Exhausted from tidying the house up. You need to call Mr. Wolf before his wife got home, pretty much. He was complaining about the pets peeing inside, he was.
So just quickly skipping through Monday show.
Anyway, the missus has got home. I'd say there was a fair bit of... burr, burr, on the old temper mattress.
Okay.
That lightweight, dangerous Dave. I hope it's not life-threatening, but I hope it involves major surgery or something.
Jeez, poor Dave.
Rosie filling in for Lazy
Mr.
Dave.
Mr. Migraine.
It's a couple of Aspro clears, isn't it?
We know he's not ill. Wife's come home, and I'm sure he was convinced she was leaving him.
You know she came back.
I reckon she's got a second family, because this is not the first time she's gone away on her own.
Anyway, Rob Sitch joined us.
It's the industrial RDO today.
And also speculated as to Dave's whereabouts.
He's on a jet ski somewhere.
He also had a great TV show idea.
I am proposing to Channel 10 to do Gogglebox just in our house, just of Jane, just watching The Bachelor. Sorry, Brittany, you're going home.
I've
got the IQ box, but I switched across. It's recorded, don't worry, Jane. And I'm wondering how long before she works out that it's raining at Lord's. Tony Gregg's commentating with Richie Benno, they're dead.
Adam Rosenbach's joined us, direct from his show assignment at the Darts Masters.
It's a sea of plastic trestle tables and plastic chairs. Feet stick to the floor, it's a smell of links and desperation.
Links and desperation.
It's a bogan Coachella.
And with nicknames compulsory in darts.
I have thought of a nickname.
Great.
And I thought of a song to come out too.
Okay.
What?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen. So crazy right now. Would you please make a warm welcome for Vinegar Tits. There was some exciting news on our TV screens.
Congratulations to Peter Stefanovic and Sylvia Jeffries.
Yes.
Expecting their first baby, a little boy. The announcement was made earlier today by Peter's Uber driver.
Mick was sus on Bradley Cooper.
Too popular with the ladies for my liking.
He also speaks fluent French, as well as being a great singer, director, actor.
Here we go.
Pour être capable de chanter avec elle.
I speak French.
Can you speak French for us? You're fluent.
Michel, am vous travaillez? No, regardons la télévision, pourquoi? French lesson book, year 7. Wow. People may have understood it. Do you know,
yes,
I say you're impressed by that.
Yes, I am.
So, do you find Kevin Rudd hot when he speaks Mandarin?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Not in the same.
Our old mate Limo turned 50 this week.
50 is the new 30.
I'm having afternoon tea.
Testicles a little lower.
Okay.
This is what happens.
That's why I can't wear shorts anymore. They just pop out.
I don't need to hear all this talk.
I've just taped one to each thigh.
Again, I say, ladies present.
They're down there clacking away like an executive toy.
If you're learning piano and your metronome's broken, I'm right here.
Excuse me.
Down there is getting a letter from the Queen, so it looks about
okay, let's move on.
You're combing over with your hair.
I've just been to Barley's, I had a plaited.
You are pulling them out from everywhere, aren't you?
If he pulled them out, I tell them, he's hanging around about his kneecap.
I feel like I'm into a weird stand-up club, and I'm the only audience member, and I'm not having a great time.
Strong heckle.
UK group The Struts dropped by to perform their hit Body Talks.
Your body talks, your body talks.
And we were surprised to discover frontman Luke Spiller is a fan of John Williamson.
What's the track that got you hooked?
Well, the first one was Waltz and Matilda.
Obviously,
And then
True Blue.
True Blue, yeah.
Yeah, squeeze in a John Williams number somewhere. Yeah.
Maybe we'll play it over there.
We only just got here. Give us a chance. Yeah.
But the big controversy in the Kennedy Malloy office this week involved a certain dick.
Who's the dick?
You.
What a dick.
When he made a beautiful vegetable, lentil and...
Turmeric soup
yesterday.
Trying to get healthy.
So look, Mick refused to have the soup that was offered yesterday.
I said no thanks.
And goes out to the shops and buys a soup and brings it back into the office. It was beautiful.
I can see everyone else having to push it down. You need to let it go.
It's bloody rude.
All the things I would never eat in real world, I love in soup. Asparagus, broccoli, good soup.
You wouldn't eat broccoli in real life.
Why would you eat broccoli?
Oh, what are you, 12?
Oh, Jane.
No, Mick can only have his vegetables mushed up like either a baby or a pensioner.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy here. All thanks to HSV, the Series 2 sports cat. Play hard.
Okay.
We've been playing hard, but...
I'm going to lose it here.
You all right?
Oh,
Are you okay? Sorry, you've gone really...
No, I'm not good.
What's up? You're glazed over.
Today is the last day we spend with HSV Series 2 sports cat.
I don't like these days.
This is really sad and it's hard.
I was in a really good mood before. Yeah,
I know. It's Friday and everything.
It's a celebration. It's not a party. Thank you, Sports Cat.
Thank you.
For everything you've given us.
Yeah.
Our listeners and this show.
Yeah.
Over the last 4 weeks. Thank you for your bonnet bulge.
Thank you for your front side curtain and driver's knee airbags.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah. Thank you for everything. Thanks for your rain sensing wipers.
Yeah. And your anti-lock brakes.
Your front and rear park assist.
Your five colours.
Your rear view camera.
Your exterior style all around.
Your trailer sway control. I've lost it.
Mickey, hold me.
I don't know.
Hold me.
I will remember you. And I'm not sure if I'll remember you as Summit White.
Mm.
Absolute Red.
Yeah.
Mineral Black. I don't know.
Gorgeous.
Depends. My mood.
HSV.
Crush. I could remember you as Crush.
Just think of the mantra.
Crushing my heart.
Think of the mantra, Mickey. The truck you drive tells the world exactly where you stand.
It's a sad day, Jane, but you know what?
What?
The world is better for the last 4 weeks. The world is better for our brief dalliance, romance.
I think we've changed the
world.
With
the greatest utility vehicle ever made.
It's the HSV.
And I say to you, gentlemen.
Series 2.
Bring your A-game. Mm. Step up to the plates. Open that door. Sit in that cabin. And drive to the gates of oblivion on the greatest chariot ever devised by man. Come back to me one day, sports cat. I will wait for you.
HSV.com.au. Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
As heard on Newcastle's 102.9 Triple M, who are celebrating a massive ratings day today. Newcastle legends. We love Triple M in Newcastle. Tanya and Steve for breakfast.
We
who are dominating.
We love Newcastle, everybody.
Like
thank you very much, everybody, for listening to
us. Tanya.
We love that.
I don't care for Steve.
Steve is
I like you, Steve.
Legend.
Don't worry.
Hey, we love Newcastle. Yep. What a top town. And thank you for having us there on the newly minted Triple M network.
That's right.
And guess what? We're going around the grounds. Let's start with Newcastle this weekend.
Well, that's a great idea.
In Newcastle, it's the Pride Festival. How good is that? It's from now until Sunday. It's all around Newcastle. The Pride Festival, it's camp, it's glamorous, exciting, slick and progressive.
Don't miss
it. 4 days, get involved. Go mad, Newcastle. Enjoy.
That sounds wonderful. Hey, let's go to Hobart. It's the Purple Party fundraiser for the Maddie Rewalt's Vision, which is wonderful initiative.
What a great charity.
Hashtag Fight Like Maddie if you want to find out any information as well. Tonight on until 9:30 at the Tasmanian TAFE Drysdale campus in Hobart. Wear a splash of purple.
All right.
And there's a bit of cocktails, live entertainment.
Tassie's favourite son's down there. Let's go to Brisbane.
Okay.
Something for you, Jane Kennedy. Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yes, please.
Saturday, 24th. And for you, Dave. It's surprising.
Yes. And most of Triple M listeners.
Do you like Coldplay as well, do you?
I do like Coldplay.
8 p.m. Saturday, 24th at the Brisbane Entertainment Centre, ticketek.com.au. And, hey, for me, Hilltop Hoods, baby.
Oh, yeah, okay.
These guys rock. They've done all my TV shows. I love them dearly. Great what band. A sound. Get along, top shelf.
Here's a good one. Let's go to Perth and the Good Food and Wine Show, everybody, oh, and Jane. You can discover lots of new foods and products.
See that's got to be good because Perth brilliant. Has good wines oh, and yeah. good
got
food.
Everything. So, and it's all in one place. It's all at the Perth Convention and Exhibition Centre all weekend going on.
What
along
a
one.
Fantastic weekend. Thanks to Gilly for being on our show from the great state of WA.
He's been great to have on board.
He's been an absolute ripper. Melbourne, White Night.
Oh, here's good times.
This is a great event on the calendar. Events start at 7 p.m. every night, obviously, until midnight Friday and 2 a.m. Saturday. Get involved. Get out there.
The just walk around. Take the family
up.
Out.
It's fun. Yeah. It's family
good
friendly.
Good and safe. All
you
good.
Want to get involved.
Okay, Sydney. Oh, how beautiful the Sydney Cherry Blossom Festival. It's this time of year. You can go along and you can have Adam Liao, who's the chef. He's created a Sydney Cherry Blossom Festival bento box.
But what are you doing at a Cherry Blossom Festival?
You walk around and you look at the beautiful cherry blossoms. People like
really?
To do that. It's the
that
Auburn
it?
Botanic Gardens today, tomorrow and Sunday.
Let's try harder, Sydney. I guarantee you there's something better on in Sydney than the Cherry Blossom
I
Festival.
Don't think so.
I guarantee
you. Oh, all right. That's controversial. Hey, one more thing.
Oh, I'm sure that's good.
You're going along to Adelaide to the Teddy Bears Picnic. That what? Sounds good. At the
pardon.
Adelaide Zoo on Sunday from 10 till 3. And, of course, how can you not have fun
I love
at the beautiful
Zoo.
Adelaide Zoo?
Big hello to Elaine Benstead over there from Zoo South Australia. She's top shelf. To Wang Wang. Yeah.
Of course, and don't forget to
get
take
on
your
the
teddy
pony,
bears.
Wang Wang.
Yeah. Everybody,
let's go.
Young and old, you can do
let's
that.
Get some rumpty pumpty going.
Next week, we've got a huge show coming up, haven't we? Yeah, we have.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, Monday, Gilly and Tom Geisner.
Oh, yeah, that'll be
good. Russell Howcroft and, we got monster truck driver Hayden McCleary. We've got Saturday Night Live legend Fred Armisen on Wednesday.
My boys love the monster truck
and
drivers.
Edmonds and
they? Yeah, they
Ben
do.
Folds coming in.
What? So Ben Folds.
The great Ben Folds.
He's got a book out. We love Ben Folds. He spent a lot of time in Australia. Was married to an Adelaide girl.
Yes.
A big hello to everyone in Adelaide. And he is a ripper.
Yes, he is. So we can't wait to talk to him.
He puts on a really good show. I've seen him do his one-man show, and it is incredible.
He's I'm
excited for that.
Yeah, there you go. That's good. We've got some things coming up. What you got on the weekend,
and
Dave?
What about Dr. Chris Brown? In or out? Was he still nosing around?
We don't
know. He's not getting back to us. I think you offended him.
Oh,
or has he got too big for his boots out after Utopia?
Hardly offended him. He did a great job. Weekends.
Have you gone off The Bachelor?
I haven't gone off him. I've just talked about the concept of the show was a bit dystopian to me.
Women barefooting in the kitchen.
That's what it sounds like. I don't think he feels like that.
My weekend, I've got a 1-year-old party to go to.
Oh, how awful.
A 1-year-old party?
that friends. Is just, I can't believe, I'm sorry to everybody who I put through a 1-year-old birthday
that's
party.
That's got migraine written all over it. Seriously.
I might be 50-50 Monday too.
Do you know the worst thing?
After the 1-year-old.
The kids are always crying, the cake's shoved in their gob.
Oh, they won't remember it.
They
What's
don't
the
remember
point?
It. Again, apologies to anyone I put that through.
Have a great weekend, people.
You bet. We'll see you for an all-new Monday. Kennedy Malloy.
Another premium selection of Kennedy Malloy. For a premium sports 4x4 range, check out the new Series 2 HSV Sportscat with sports suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard.